40-year-old dwarf in Kansas. That's the right word?
Little person.
Yeah, because I suppose using the term dwarf could bring up some other images.
Midget? Like, midget's not in favor anymore.
No, that's not politically correct anymore, is it? No, I don't think
really,
so.
I'm not in tune with this. Little person is the proper...
I believe that is correct, yes.
Little person.
Yeah, because, well, survey says that 1 in 7 dwarves are grumpy. Anyway,
you used that joke yesterday. No using the same joke 2 days in a row.
Did I really?
You did.
The audience is constantly changing and constantly growing.
But here's the problem, Tom. They're still grumpy.
Okay.
All right, sneezy. Let's see. There's grumpy, sneezy.
Dopey.
Happy.
Doc. He was the connection. He got them their happy piece.
Itchy.
No, it wasn't itchy and scratchy. Forget it.
There was stinky. There was
sneezy. As George Carlin said, he was a full-blown coke fiend.
All right, anyway, a 40-year-old dwarf in Kansas met a 14-year-old girl where? In Florida, of course, online. And Tuesday, she said she wanted to meet him. So he drove 1,300 miles to meet her and was in such a hurry to make the connection, he didn't make a single stop, including bathroom breaks.
Okay, how did that work for
him? It's like, dude, can't you just take a short break?
No way, because that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He would have to have stopped to fill up for gas.
You know, you're right. You don't go 1,300 miles.
He couldn't take just a moment while he's filling up to go inside and use the facilities?
Unless you're driving an Elio, then you could drive straight through.
A what?
An Elio, that three-wheeled car that gets 84 miles to the gallon?
No.
Would you want to be in that for 1,300 miles?
That thing doesn't hold enough fuel to go 1,300 miles. Math, I know, it's very inconvenient. When he got to Florida, it was a police sting. He was arrested. 40-year-old dwarf wanted to go meet a 14-year-old girl in Florida. Bada boom, bada bing, he was arrested.
So the cops are waiting for him. There was no 14-year-old.
No. So he held it that whole time. Longwood, Florida, just outside of Orlando. So
nice.
There, yep. Also, just to let you know, 39-year-old Harvey Farrell was working as a cab driver in New Orleans back in April of 2012. Picked up a very attractive 33-year-old lawyer by the name of Jennifer Gobert, who was clearly hammered. And as he drove her home, she climbed into the front seat. "How you doing?" She then started kissing on him, flashed him a little bit, and kept asking him, you know, to be friendly.
I see this from a mile away. Now she's suing him because he took advantage.
Then a few months later, after he turned her down, and he also filmed her for 3 or 4 minutes without her realizing it in his own defense, she's now suing the city and the police department because he has the video that proves he was innocent. They arrested him without investigating what really happened. She charged him with kidnapping. She accused him of kidnapping her. He was arrested, spent 27 hours in prison, lost his taxi license, and his mugshot showed up online, along with reports he was trying to extort her with the video. That was not true. So I'm sorry, he's now suing the city and the police department because of the video that proves he was innocent. Hmm. She has been convicted of battery and is now facing charges of making a false statement. And she is. I'm looking at her mugshot right here. She is an attractive individual. Here, you take a look. Your professional opinion, my friend. Back me up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? All right. Now, yesterday I told you was No Pants Thursday, didn't I?
Sorry, I didn't participate.
I know, I didn't.
I saved it for my baseball game in the afternoon.
apparently, a woman in Florida did hear that it was No Pants Thursday. Woman walked into a Publix grocery store in Ocala, Florida, wearing a shirt, some slippers, and that's it.
And it's No Pants Thursday.
It was No Pants Thursday. She wasn't wearing anything else. She went to the wine aisle, picked...
Of course.
We don't want that out in an area where we're buying our food. We just don't.
Ma'am, can you tuck that away somewhere? She went to the wine aisle, picked up 2 boxes of wine, and tried to walk out with them. Unfortunately for her, a woman with no pants does tend to draw some attention.
Yes. It was not Free Wine Friday.
No.
It was No Pants Thursday.
Ma'am, you seem to have, you're a day early, sweetheart. You can't have Free Wine Friday and No Pants Thursday at the same time. It's
Free Wine sounds like it should come before No Pants Thursday.
Yes. Yes. Unfortunately, the manager did come up to her, talked to her a little bit, tried to stop her. He didn't quite realize how motivated she was, though. She ran right past him and got away with the wine. The police say they are looking for her. She is black, 5'4", medium build, has a tattoo on her neck, and clearly hates pants. Man in Georgia was arrested last Friday. God, that's the best story we've done yet. I love that one. A man in Georgia was arrested last Friday for impersonating an officer while wearing a fake uniform badge and a loaded gun on his belt. He was also riding around on a motorcycle with flashing lights and a siren. But instead of doing some kind of action-packed police work, he found funeral processions to direct traffic for.
He just really wanted to be a cop, man.
I want to be a motor officer. I want to be Poncherello. All right. All of that could make you feel bad about yourself. Is it Free Wine Friday? Is it?
Oh, I'll go goody. Check the refrigerator
it's
downstairs.
My favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Probably some leftover Mogan David for some company party down there.
Mogan David. Manischewitz, if you know what I'm saying. It's that time of year. Boy, babe. Why is that on? Oh, I need to fix that. All right, never mind. Let's take a look at quick look at the news. Here we go. France has passed a new law forbidding employees from making workers check work email after 6 p.m. This law means that work emails will not any longer cut into the French people's busy schedule of not showering. As we just mentioned, a topless woman went on a rampage in a Florida McDonald's. Oh, no, we talked about this earlier. Authorities call it the most senseless combination of boobs and violence since Sunday night's Game of Thrones. A survey found 5% of Americans say they love doing their taxes. There's a name for these people. Lonely. Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown premieres on CNN this weekend. It airs between Flight 370, Where Are You? And Flight 370, 1 hour later, Still Missing. CNN actually says they expect big ratings because this show does not star Piers Morgan. Sources say Kim Kardashian desperately wanted to campaign for President Obama, but he wanted nothing to do with her, making him the first black guy to turn her down.
Stop it!
The Weather Channel is
Michelle wanted nothing to do with
her. You're probably right. You better not.
Remember that look when you took that selfie? Now imagine it like times 10.
Don't make me. I'll open up a can of. The Weather Channel is finally returning to DirecTV after a long contract dispute. So if you have DirecTV, it's going to be awfully tough a decision on Sunday whether to watch the season premiere of Mad Men or Midwest Annual Rainfall Chart. And last but not least, Oscar Pistorius testified yesterday that he never treated his girlfriend badly. Well, except for that one time he shot and killed her. But other than that, he never treated her badly. That has been a quick look at the news. Please use the information that we have provided for good. You know, not for evil.
Time is here and you haven't even filed. Well, we can help. We here at NSA Block are former NSA agents, coupled with former IRS agents, who hack into your computer and credit card accounts to get your tax figures without you even knowing it. In fact, we already did. So if you want to see what we found, just say the words, "Do my taxes," out loud right now, and we'll deliver the finished return to your house by drone. No need to pay us. We'll just drain the money from your bank and file for you. We know you want to. NSA Block, the tax people who listen to you. Literally, 24/7.